You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. Measure U in Sacramento would expand a temporary half-cent sales tax, add another half-cent, and make the tax permanent. This is a tax that was put in place in 2012 and has been set to expire. We're going to spend some time looking at both the yes and the no sides of this issue. And joining me first is Sacramento City Council member Angelique Ashby, representing the yes side. After our conversation, I'll be joined by Dennis Neufeld with the no perspective. So, Angelique, glad to have you here.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
That's true. Happy Halloween to you, too.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to begin with what would be the elevator speech, that two-minute pitch for Measure U.
Well, I've been on the city council for 8 years. I'm the longest standing council member. So I remember pre-2012 when we made the cuts that led to the decision to ask for the first round of help. I don't ever want Sacramento to go back to that place. And a yes on Measure U means we get to keep what we've rebuilt and we get to keep going. For me, I always tell people this is an investment in our collective future. It means illegal dumping can be picked up in Del Paso Heights. It means the Sam Pinnell Community Center can be open more hours for kids to swim. It means we can recruit more businesses like Centene. We can give our police officers the resources they need to be focused on community, and we can give our youth a better future. So for me, there's a lot of opportunity wrapped up in Measure U, and I hope people can see that.
When you have conversations with people who are against Measure U, what do they ask you or say to you about most often?
I think the criticism right now is a concern of what will happen with the money specifically, which is a fair criticism, but it is also a product of the way our electorate works. We can't be as specific as we would like to be and have this item move through a ballot process where it could potentially be successful. So I think you have to trust the word of your elected officials. You know, I've had a lot of colleagues. Every seat on the council has turned over at least once since I've been there. I've had like 17 colleagues. And every one of them wanted the same thing for Sacramento, maybe in a different order or different set of priorities. But they all want to see our collective quality of life improved. And so I think this council and future councils will be in a position to have the resources to achieve those goals with Measure U in place.
And just to explain what you said a little more clearly, for this ballot measure to be passable with a simple majority,
right,
the language on the ballot needs to be nonspecific in terms of where the money will be spent.
I think when you read the ballot, it feels overbroad, but that is a function of needing to pass at a simple majority. When you get specific with taxes in this state, you have a different standard you have to achieve to get through that election process. So that's why these opportunities to talk about what the city intends to do are very important. It's why the mayor's hosting coffees. It's why there's a huge mail campaign. It's why people like me are out talking to people like you, Beth. We want to make sure everybody understands what we're trying to do here. Essential city services, grow our economy, move our city forward.
The mayor speaks often and has spoken on this program about the money being dedicated toward homelessness, toward neighborhoods that need reinforcement. He describes it as a financial base to help the city leap forward in much bigger ways. We also have big looming pension debt, and it's been suggested by people, including Marcus Bertone in a recent column, that Measure U could have been sold as a measure to save us from trouble that the city is in down the road. But it hasn't been positioned that way. Would that have been more correct?
No, I don't think so. It's not our intent to use Measure U to fill an existing gap. However, we do know that that pension debt is looming. I want people to understand, though, and this is a question we get asked a lot, and I'm sure someone in your next segment will talk about, Sacramento's not alone in having a pension issue. This is the state of California PERS decision that led cities like Sacramento and San Diego and Los Angeles and Oakland and San Francisco to all be in the same type of position. And the mayor and I have talked about this often. This is not a problem that cities can solve on their own. That wouldn't be fair to the people that live in those local jurisdictions. It is potentially possible that in the future, some Measure U funding or general fund will have to go towards those pension debts. But our intent is to have a funding source that allows us to do so much more for Sacramento. What I always tell people is, you know, if you want to see any of these things happen, address homelessness, recruit businesses, build out our communities, put in more youth centers, deal with pension liabilities, we need Measure U. Without Measure U, I can assure you, we can't do any of those things. We can't address any of those problems. And that would be a real issue for the city of Sacramento for a long time.
With the history that you have, going back to 2012, was there a conversation at the time about the need perhaps to extend this or the need to renew it?
Absolutely. I've been on the council since 2010. In 2012, when we brought this item forward, then Mayor Johnson and myself both opposed the temporary nature of Measure U. We said repeatedly that that was a disingenuous promise to the people of Sacramento. How could you ever pass a temporary tax measure and then hire people with it? That's an ongoing, increasing cost. So if Measure U goes away, we will have to fire all of those people. We're talking about dozens and dozens of police officers, firefighters, parks workers, ambulance folks. We built two fire stations. We staffed an entire new truck company. That's a lot of positions that would go away. We used to have rolling brownouts in this city. That means you take turns closing down fire stations and hope that you don't need that one. I don't want to go back to that. I remember sitting on the dais and trying to choose between Parks and Recs programs. One was for disabled veterans, and the other was for disabled youth. I never want to sit in the position of choosing between those programs again.
So that original half-cent tax has brought in about $50 million annually, correct?
It fluctuates a bit, but I think that's about the average.
And in this, it's been represented that close to 200 police positions, more than 130 positions in parks and youth departments, and another 90 positions in the fire department have been supported. You just said that in general terms, but I'm putting some actual numbers to that.
Yeah, so 61 police officers, 8 detectives, 6 forensic investigators, 4 dispatchers. We reopened the police station public counters. 48 firefighter positions. We ended the rotating fire station closures, 2 ambulances, a new fire truck.
Can I ask you, if this Measure U passage happens, do you look at all those positions as guaranteed positions?
Yes.
And then an additional $50 million on top of it, allowing for more?
Yes, absolutely. And over in an attempt to be as responsible as we can with these funds, as we have added these positions, we've done our best to move them to the general fund and off of Measure U. So many of these positions, or the 12 swimming pools that we reopened, or the extended libraries, or the 53 parks positions, have been moved to the general fund. So Measure U will allow us to keep those positions, not have to make cuts, but it will afford us the opportunity to make additional improvements in those areas as well.
Is there an alternative here? If Measure U doesn't pass, do you have other places you can look for the funding to support these positions?
No, we'd have to go back to the voters with some alternate proposal and make a lot of cuts. And I mean a lot of cuts. We'd close libraries, swimming pools.
And will some of, if Measure U passes, some of the funds ultimately be directed, do you think, towards some of the pension liability?
I think there is possibility to do that, but it is not our goal. Our goal is to use Measure U to grow our economy enough that we can handle the pension debt another way in partnership with the state and hoping that they address some reforms to PERS. Absent that happening, yes, any resource that the city has could potentially go towards PERS debt. But I think it's important to understand that if Measure U does not pass, it does blow a $50 million hole in our annual budget in the city of Sacramento.
All right, we're going to leave it there.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. I hope folks will follow up and vote yes on Measure U. Thanks, Beth, for having us in.
That is Angelique Ashby with the Yes on Measure U campaign. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk with Dennis Neufeld of Eye on Sacramento, representing the No on Measure U campaign. This is Insight on CAP Radio. listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Measure U in Sacramento would expand a temporary half-cent sales tax and add another half-cent and make that tax, which was put in place in 2012, permanent. We're spending time today on both sides of the issue. You just heard from Sacramento City Council member Angelique Ashby representing the yes side. We will post that conversation on our website later today, as well as the one I'm about to have. In the studio now is Dennis Neufeld representing the no side. He is with Ion Sacramento. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, good morning.
Glad to have you here. I'll ask you the same question I asked Angelique, which is, what's the elevator speech, the sort of two-minute pitch about why to vote no on Measure U?
Well, we've used three themes on this. Number one, we don't think it's fair. We don't think it's needed. And we think it's deceptive. Number one, in the deception category, Measure U shouldn't be Measure U. The protocol down at the county elections office is that when a new measures get on the ballot, they go in sequence, alphabetical sequence. And in this case, it skipped from K all the way to U. And now we checked with the folks down at the elections office, and they said that, well, we were asked to put U back on there, and that's what they did. But normally you go alphabetically, like in 2012, you went from K through U. All the letters were in a row. So that is a deception. To me, we think towards the voters, when the voters, a lot of voters aren't really that cognizant of how things are done as far as that type of protocol down at the county. But the city here, or the mayor, is trying to make this more of a, just renewal. It's a renewal. And it's not a renewal. It's a total different package. It's twice as expensive. It's forever. And we do have a problem with, we're not in a recession anymore. This is a very healthy and strong economy going here. So we've got three real changes here. So this is not really the same U.
When you're out in the community saying, please vote no on Measure U, what do you hear back from people who don't agree with you, who think it should be a yes?
Well, I think some of those people, they think maybe government is smarter than the public on how to spend their money. And we think people are getting upset with that. We're hearing the feedback that, hey, this is my money. I don't have a lot of spare money. And in fact, in Sacramento, over 53,000 families and households don't even have more than $30,000 annual income. So every dollar counts. And when you start to nibble at them with more and higher taxes, they get upset. We're seeing this in all kinds of neighborhoods and political extremes.
Measure U is positioned for a vote that would pass with a simple majority. And so the language on the ballot about it is not specific so that it can be kept general. How do you view that general approach to it and not being specific about where the money would be spent?
Well, that's almost like a blank check for City Hall. You can promise a lot. We're going to spend it here. We're going to spend it there. But there is the priority of pensions that are coming down the trail. And I like to say that Mayor Steinberg was one of the political culprits to get that thing passed. It was SB 400 back in 1999. He was one of the four co-sponsors from the Assembly, and Deborah Ortiz was the one sponsor from the Senate. And that bill passed and gave the enrichments for the pensions throughout the whole municipal systems in California. And that is still being a plague right now on the budgets of all the cities. And he's the main culprit for that as far as a co-sponsor. So we're stuck with this, and there will be pension costs coming at all these city councils and the supervisors at the county levels to try to solve these pension issues, and it's going to be one they can't avoid.
The mayor has, in some sense, staked his reputation and the trust with the community that he perceives as very strong on this Measure U. How powerful is that a factor for him?
I think it's a real strong factor. His reputation as Senate pro tem is well-earned. He's done a lot of good legislation. The pension one, of course, is not one he's proud of. And in fact, in a recent forum, he said he wouldn't have voted for it now. But that reputation, I think, is starting to erode. And I hear, just when we go in forums, and Craig Powell with our group has gone into forums, we're getting a lot of feedback that that the trust for the mayor on how this money is going to be spent is questionable. There's a lot of money been donated, almost $1 million to their campaign, if not more, from special interests and folks, developers, and folks who will have a hand in spending that money if this passes, Measure U passes. So I think that is getting some skepticism in the public.
Can I go back to a point you made about this being Measure U versus Measure K or L or M?
It should have been L.
L. Why does that make such a difference? Why is that important to you? And how would that translate to a voter making a decision?
Well, I think a voter, the theme we've been hearing out in the forums is this is just a renewal. This is not a renewal. And the renewal memory with the same letter does impact the voter who voted, was aware of this 6 years ago or 5 years ago. So I think that it was a real key strategy on their part is to resurrect the same letter so that they could keep saying this is nothing more than a renewal for the voter who isn't quite as up to the accuracy of the details on what's on the ballot for you.
I think you heard the previous discussion with Councilmember Angelique Ashby about the number of police positions, parks and youth positions, fire department positions, fire stations that have been created with the roughly $50 million a year that's been collected from this tax. Her position and the position of those that support the renewal is that some or most of those jobs will have to go away if Measure U is not approved. Do you trust that information?
Well, we've heard of a plan B where there would be a special election to put the regular 1.5-cent sales tax back on the March election if this doesn't pass. So we think that's probably a strategy, plan B. And I think with the added income, they expected to get $25 million from Measure annually for Measure U way back in 2012, and it's almost doubled. And you reach a point where, golly, maybe we have a spending problem here rather than a revenue problem. And the old saying goes, higher taxes is no solution for bad spending decisions. And I think the city has had a lot of bad spending decisions from the convention center expansion, the fact that the fire department still has four fire persons on the rigs when they go, and when most cities now have three. And that would be a key savings of, 10 to 20 million right there annually. So there's ways, and we put out a blueprint where we can save maybe 125 million if you follow some of these guidelines. And it really comes down to, with the city police and fire making maybe 70% of the general fund, that those two categories of labor costs really have to be reined in. And the mayor admitted he's going to have to sit down with the labor folks to really get at that issue in the future.
I want to jump in with one last question,
sure.
And that is, if Measure U passes and there is this additional roughly $50 million a year, bringing the total to somewhere around 100, how much of it do you expect will be directed ultimately to pension liability, to pension debt?
Well, I haven't worked the nitty-gritty on the pension cost, but I, from what I hear from their budget folks, is it's going to go up to $60 million in the next maybe 4 years, $60 million more annually. And that's a big bite out of this. And that's where you've got to bring in cost controls, strong purchasing manager efforts to really make sure that the spending is now under control. In fact, some of the folks making the most money, $300,000 a year, are firemen, fire folks. And so that is where the real cost is with the fire department. In fact, the fire department is where you really got to get out the meat axe and start chopping some costs there, especially since we have less fires nowadays.
What we've tried to do is keep the amount of time comparable, so I'm going to leave it right there, Dennis.
Oh, doggone, I'm just getting warmed up.
I'm sure this is an intense debate for the city, and we could fill an hour on each side.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, Beth, it's been fun.
That is Dennis Neufeld with Eye on Sacramento. He is on the no side of Measure U. Measure U will be decided on Election Day next Tuesday. CAP Radio's live coverage on that day with NPR will begin at 5. This is Insight on CAP Radio.